Welcome to the Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party podcast with Senate candidate Nathan Green. Welcome on.
How you going, guys?
We just thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about the party and the policies. So can you tell me firstly how the campaign's going?
Yeah, look, it's getting busy the last couple of weeks. Like, we've all got day jobs. We're all normal people, so we're fitting it in where we can. Just been out this morning catching up with a great local company that's, you know, that's growing their business. They're doing some aftermarket gear for people with diesel vehicles. That was really cool. Just spent an hour down at a pre-polling booth with a bunch of our volunteers, just getting them comfortable before election day, and also capitalising on some people who are voting early. There's a lot of people voting early this election, so it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes. In South Australia, we're focusing on a real grassroots campaign, to be honest. Like, we're trying to engage with, you know, our core constituents being, you know, the car people. We haven't got a lot of money to broadcast on mainstream media. So we do what we can with what we've got. Our core focus as a party is to get behind Senator Ricky Muir, to get him re-elected. Obviously, with the change in the voting rules combined with the double dissolution election that's been called pretty much to, you know, get rid of what they've described as a feral Senate, the cards are stacked against us. So, we're really trying to help Ricky and Team Victoria as much as we can to get him back in. So, yeah.
Very good. Well, can you firstly tell me a little bit about your background? Where have you come from, and why are you running?
Okay, so myself, I'm a car enthusiast. That would make sense. And a car enthusiast is just anyone that's sort of interested in cars or interested in motoring at all. My personal background, always loved watching car racing as a kid. Grew up, went through university, studied as a mechanical engineer, always wanted to play in motorsport. Early job that I had was a development engineer of the VS supercar team, and it was a real dream. And I've since worked in an engineering and project space in the energy sector, and now I've got a couple of my own sort of toys and play around in grassroots motorsport, and I really enjoy interacting with the people and the personalities of grassroots motorsport. Where I got involved was, as I got a bit older, I still heard lots of people, particularly young guys, saying they felt like they were persecuted for having a modified car, and realistically, they're just doing what they want to do, not doing anything wrong, irresponsible, and why should they feel persecuted? Just like any other minority in our society. They get up, they stand on their soapbox, they beat their drum, and I looked around and I realised there was no one banging our drum. And so when I came across the Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party, got in touch with them, and, it seemed our values aligned, because we're not a bunch of crazies. And, I got involved. So I got involved just before the 2013 election and ran as a candidate in South Australia. It was a lot of fun, and I learnt a lot about, in politics and just organisations in general. Trying to be involved with something like a political party run by volunteers, it's like a car club but on steroids. It's trying to engage with volunteers and coordinate people is a challenging thing to do, but it's been really good development. I get to meet lots of people, and obviously engaging in the political system, which a lot of us can't really be bothered doing.
So, as you said, not everybody's into motorsport. So, can you tell me why should people who aren't in motorsport vote for you?
So, obviously, it seems like we're running on a fairly narrow platform, but our core platform is trying to appeal to all motorists and all people in the motoring industry directly, but then representing a broader group of people behind that. So, when you look at motorists, like, the majority of Australians are motorists in some way or another. They either own a vehicle, drive a vehicle, use our safe systems, use public transport, etc., and that's all part of it. So a key thing that we push for there is national consistency when it comes to regulation. Now, what that does is it enables us to have an influence over what you can and can't do to vehicles when it comes to vehicle standards. So it means that people could ideally be doing more of what they want to do as long as it's safe. But then most importantly, it's supporting all the small to medium businesses that are out there trying to develop products and sell products across the country. At the moment, it's just ridiculous that, one discrete thing like a light on a vehicle is legal in one state but illegal in another state. And how can anybody possibly develop or sell a product in Australia, considering how small the market is? So we're real advocates for the aftermarket industry in Australia, which might sound like a niche market, but it's currently $11 billion, employs 30,000 people directly and more indirectly. You know, so there's real people, real jobs out there. We're not asking to give them a handout. It's more of a hand up, right? Let's cut some of the red tape so that they can get on and do their business and focus on what they're good at. And then from there, there's some really great export opportunities for a lot of these businesses. So going beyond that, we really try and dispel some of the myths around road safety, right? So we certainly run on a strong road safety platform. There is a focus, you know, in this country with speed and the mantra that speed kills. And the reality is that's velocity kills. The fact that a vehicle is moving and comes to a sudden stop is the challenge there. But that means that pretty much every vehicle accident, the key contributor listed by the police or the authorities or the inspectors is speed. It's not necessarily excess speed. So there's this misnomer out there that the answer to all the safety issues is managing speed. And that's ridiculous, right? Yes, it's a contributor, but what they're focusing on now is enforcement through speed cameras. And now our governments are addicted to speed camera revenue, just like poker machine revenue or tobacco tax revenue. We can't stop that income stream tomorrow, not at all, and we're certainly not advocating that people can drive at any speed that they like. But we need to shift the focus away from revenue raising to real safe road safety issues. So building from that, we focus on driver education and practical driver education and safe systems, you know, safe road systems and safe, you know, safe structures in the background to support, you know, to support those people.
With all that stuff in mind, what are your personal politics?
Okay, so if you're sort of, you know, asking, you know, whether I personally vote Liberal or Labor, or, you know, whether I'm left or right, I guess, yeah, that is potentially irrelevant, you know, for our party, because we run on a set of core values. As a party, are we, you know, significant left or right? I'd like to say neither, but then other times I like to say both. Now, it probably sounds like a bit of a wank, but we certainly don't sit on the fence. We've got to foot both sides. So we're talking about the aftermarket industry. We're certainly being supporters of small to medium business and cutting red tape. You know, we're always calling for less government interference in our society rather than more. So you could say that we sway one way. But then when we look at the plight of the average Australian, you know, we need to have a fair go for people so they get, the, you know, everybody's rights are respected. We're also big on education. So we obviously talk about driver education. We've got a number of core people in our party. And my number two candidate, she's come from the education sector herself. So, you know, we're huge advocates for education. And we always want to make sure there's a decent safety net there for people that, you know, that are in need. So we need to make sure that we're looking after our medical system and we're looking after people that do slip through the cracks. So, yeah, I'd like to say, as I said, we've got to foot both sides.
Okay, well for people who like what they've heard, how are you suggesting that they vote come election day?
Okay, so the first thing to clear up there is we're a Senate-only party. So, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, oh, who do I vote for in my electorate? You know, is this going to affect, you know, who forms government, etc.? So just remember, we're only running in the Senate, which is the House of Review. So in the Senate, we encourage everybody to look beyond the majors and look at minor parties like ourselves. So obviously I'm going to sit here and say vote one Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party. I can say thank you very much and just leave now. But I really encourage everybody to look at other minor parties and put them up in the mix, all right? So you've got to vote at least 6 above the line or at least 12 below the line. So it's a little bit different from last time. So look at other minor parties. Obviously, if anyone else offends you, maybe you don't put them on. You don't have to number every box. You don't have to vote for a party at all if you don't like them. The other thing that we encourage is that you put the majors last, or if there is someone you don't like, for instance, the Greens, you know, my name's Nathan Green, I'm not a Green, I will probably leave them off altogether. And that means that the preferences are in your control, So something else that's really important this election is there's a lot of fear-mongering going on with the majors, talking about watch out where your preferences are going. It's not true, because the new system that they've changed means that you nominate your own preferences. So there is no backdoor deals going on. There is no witchcraft. There is no need for an L4 hat. You've just got a number more than 6 above, more than 12 below. Put the majors last or leave them off, and then we can get a diverse Senate like we've had.
Nathan Green, Senate candidate for the Australian Motoring Enthusiast Party, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, everyone, for listening.